This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest at this time is Craig Floyd. He is chairman of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. And next week is National Police Week here in the nation's capital and around the nation. Craig is with us to talk about the observances in the city in commemoration for National Police Week, as well as what kind of a year 2008 was for police officers across the country. And Craig, it's always a great pleasure to have you with us.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Let's talk about, first of all, what kind of a year it was for our police officers in terms of their safety in 2008. From looking at the numbers that you've provided me, it looks like while there were still, you know, way too many deaths on the job, at least it's looking like it's trending better.
Well, it was certainly a good news, bad news story this year. The bad news, as you point out, 133 law enforcement officers taken from us, killed in the line of duty. 133 families lives shattered because of those deaths. But the good news in that story is that that's the lowest number of officers killed in the line of duty, 133, since 1960. That's nearly 50 years ago when you have to go back to find a number of lower fatalities for law enforcement. So clearly 2008 was a favorable trend in the right direction when it comes to law enforcement safety. It was down significantly from the 181 deaths that occurred in 2007, to put it in some perspective. So, you know, more officers wearing bullet-resistant vests, better training, better equipment, all of that seems to be making a difference.
And Craig, as you point out in analyzing these numbers, as much of an improvement as we've seen between 2007 and 2008, we've also seen a couple of disturbing stories play out that got quite a bit of national attention, and that's multiple officers slain in places like Oakland and Pittsburgh.
Well, we were having another good year, relatively speaking, up until March of this year. In fact, the numbers for January and February were below the trends that we saw in 2008. But then, boom, Oakland, California, four officers killed by a single assailant. Then a week later, three officers shot and killed during a domestic disturbance call in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And then just a week ago, we lost two officers in Okaloosa County, Florida, who were also shot and killed. That's nine officers killed in just three incidents a very short while apart. That's disturbing, and hopefully that's not going to be the trend for the rest of this year.
Craig, tell the listeners a little bit about National Police Week. Our longtime listeners will have some familiarity with it since you've been kind enough to join us over the past several years, but what happens during National Police Week?
Well, Greg, one of the highlights of the week is our candlelight vigil at the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial. That occurs on the evening of May 13th. And at that event will be some 20,000 law enforcement officers from all over the country, some from around the world. We're going to have thousands of survivors of officers who've been killed in the line of duty, as well as many, many citizen supporters. Eric Holder, the Attorney General of the United States, our chief law enforcement officer in this country, will be the keynote speaker, as is the tradition. And that night we'll pay tribute especially to the 133 officers killed last year, as well as 254 older deaths that we're just now learning about and have confirmed, and their names will also be going on the memorial officially on the evening of May 13th. And one more piece of good news about this year, we're going to have a webcast available to anyone, anywhere in the country that cannot be with us in person at the candlelight vigil at the memorial. We will make that available to them over the web, and they can sign up for that free of charge at www.nationalpolicememorial.com. It's an event that you don't want to miss, and it's a wonderful way to pay respects to our fallen officers in this country.
NationalPoliceMemorial.com. And Craig, you mentioned the 254 names from previous years. It's so fascinating to talk to you about that and how far back some of the research has to go to make sure that all of these officers get their due recognition at the memorial. How far back does it go this year?
Well, we actually have 40-some officers from the 1800s. And in fact, one officer that we found from Chicago, Illinois. If you can imagine, Chicago, which has lost more than 500 officers throughout their history, There seemed to be some debate over whether who was the first officer killed in Chicago. Well, this year we're adding him. It's an Officer Quinn who was killed back in the mid-1800s in Chicago, and his name is our earliest death that we've found anywhere in the country. And his name will be going on the memorial this year, and he will be forgotten no more, along with 40-some others from the 1800s and a total of 254 dating back earlier in our history before 2008.
We're talking with Craig Floyd of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. And I know, Craig, that part of the fund's purpose over recent years especially has been dedicated to a proper museum just adjacent to the memorial site. What's the status of that?
Well, we're excited. We're making great progress. We're looking at a groundbreaking in the fall of 2010, an opening of that museum in 2013. And it'll be built right across from our National Memorial in a place appropriately named Judiciary Square, just a few blocks from the U.S. Capitol. And when we open the doors of that first ever National Law Enforcement Museum, our visitors are going to really get a glimpse behind the badge. They're going to begin to have a true appreciation for the value of law enforcement throughout our nation's history, like they've never had before. You'll be able to walk in the shoes of a police officer, experience forensic science through the Target Forensic Science Lab. Motorola sponsoring a 911 emergency call center where you become the dispatcher. We're going to have a high-speed driving training simulator, a shoot-don't-shoot judgmental simulator. You make the decision. Should you shoot that person coming at you in a video enactment of what it's like to be a cop facing domestic disturbance calls, going into a school that's got assassins and evil persons causing mayhem? How do you deal with this? And these are some of the experiences people will have, along with some 7,500 artifacts that we've collected showing law enforcement's history dating all the way back to our earliest artifact, a sheriff's writ from 1703.
Very impressive. And as you mentioned, that will give everyone who visits there a much greater appreciation of the decisions and the judgment used on the job every day by our police professionals. But also a must stop is the memorial, which is, as you mentioned, right at Judiciary Square, just one metro stop away from Union Station. And so a place that a lot of folks can get to easily and add that to their list of things to see on their summer vacation this summer. Craig, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Craig Floyd is chairman of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. This is Dateline Washington.